Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Welcome to our second Sunday of Easter Wednesday service. We pray God's blessings as we gather together. Our readings for tonight will be the readings that we had this past Sunday, and we'll be focusing on the Old Testament reading from Ezekiel, probably one of the more familiar Bible readings in all of the Old Testament, the Valley of the Dry Bones. We pray that God would richly bless us as we hear His word this evening. A couple of words on our worship service for this evening, and I would remind you that at our church website, www.goodshepherdlincoln.org, there is a copy of the bulletin along with all the propers that we'll be using. Our opening hymn, as you heard in the prelude, 458, great Luther hymn, Christ Jesus lay in death's strong bands. Now, it was our original intent that the choir would sing that hymn on Easter Sunday, and then we would sing that hymn either as a communion hymn or some part of our service all the way through our season of Easter to get this great hymn a little bit more familiar with the people of God in this place. Well, obviously, that didn't happen with our suspended worship services and also the choir not being able to sing. And so I would just encourage you, there's lots of YouTube or other programs and avenues that are out there. This hymn would be a great hymn for your Easter season devotion. You might even want to consider memorizing a verse or two of this hymn. 458, Christ Jesus lay in death's strong bands. Following that hymn, we'll follow the order of prayer and preaching. That's on page 260 and following. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. And before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, You are not a God of death, but a God of life. Heavenly Father, we thank You that You have given us our physical life. We thank You that by the power of Your word, You have given us spiritual life. We thank You for the Word made flesh, who has conquered sin, death, and the grave for us. And Heavenly Father, we look forward to that day when Christ comes again in power and might and glory, and all the dry bones for all time will come together in life to serve and praise You. Heavenly Father, bless us this night as we hear Your word and bask in the glow of the resurrection of the dead. All these things, Lord, we pray in the precious name of Jesus, the first fruit of those that are asleep, our hope, our comfort, the resurrection and the life. Amen. Amen. Hymn 458.
From the myth, and therefore death.
Begin the order of service of prayer and preaching on page 260. This is the day which the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere.
I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God then dwell in the tents of the wicked.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord.
Teach me your paths.
Sanctify us in your truth.
Your word is truth.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The people.
praises to the Lord, for he has done glorious thee. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitants of Zion, for great is your mercy, is the Holy One of Israel.
Seated for the readings in Holy Scripture. The Old Testament reading for the second Sunday of Easter is from Ezekiel chapter 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. And he led me around among them. And behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley. And behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Then he said to me, Prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them. But there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are clean cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will bring you into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord. When I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We continue by singing our intro it together, printed on your bulletin.
Like newborn infants. in the secret place of honor. I am the Lord your God, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. And with honey from the rock, I would satisfy you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Like newborn infants, the pure spiritual milk of the Word. Alleluia.
The epistle is from 1 John chapter 5. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world, except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not by the water only, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God that he has borne concerning his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. Whoever does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has borne concerning his Son. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from anyone, it is withheld." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in His name. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
We stand for catechism recitation, confession of the creed, and the Lord's Prayer on page 264.
You shall have no other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his manservant or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. Text for our meditation this evening, the Old Testament reading that you heard a moment ago, Ezekiel 37, 1 to 14, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. This vision of Ezekiel, recorded for us in the 37th chapter of his book, is one of the most well-known passages in all of Scripture. Certainly, one of the most well-known passages in the Old Testament Scriptures, and certainly, the most well-known passage in the book of Ezekiel. I have heard some of the all-time best sermons ever preached on this text, including one by Pastor Moline last year, a haunting sermon in light of the pandemic that sweeps our world, our nation, and our state even as we speak, but not a message of death. A message of life. Unfortunately, I have also heard some of the all-time worst sermons in the history of preaching based on this text. Some of them go like this. And maybe you've even gotten emails since the start of this pandemic warning you that Judgment Day is at hand, Armageddon is upon us, there is a big battle going to take place between Gog and Magog, the book of Revelation and Ezekiel coming alive before you. Recently I was given a sermon where the Valley of Dry Bones was equated to the Jewish Holocaust. And the four winds coming together, bringing life to the Valley of Dry Bones, was the United Nations creating the nation of Israel in 1948. And now that shining city on a hill, the United States of America, through her great military, would bring victory and peace to the whole world. My friends, that kind of preaching is oftentimes called Zionism or Restorationism. It sounds so good because it combines what we know of Scripture and the headlines of the day. The problem is, it's a satanic lie. There is no salvation apart from Jesus Christ. We need to have our ears and sometimes our politics tuned to realize that these well-intended preachers are taking God's clear word and imposing something on it that isn't there. My friends, today, before us, the Valley of Dry Bones, the hand of the Lord was upon me, Ezekiel said. And he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. Can you imagine Ezekiel, ankle deep, knee deep, waist deep in a valley of dry, dead bones? That's the picture that we have right before us. Now, a valley of dry, dead bones would not have been that unusual. When armies would fight, certainly the victorious army would carry off their wounded and their dead. But what about those who were defeated? They were left. They were left to rot and decay. They were left for the vultures and the coyotes and the wolves to scavenge and eat. They were left to be baked dry by the sun. And year after year of these dead, exposed, humiliated bones, these bones would be bleached and dry and brittle. A horrific scene. A scene that we think of in some of the horror sci-fi movies. A scene that Ezekiel finds himself right in the midst of it. And he, God, led me around among them, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and behold, they were very dry. And God said to Ezekiel, "Son of man, can these bones live?" Ezekiel is often called Son of Man by God, a title that Jesus ascribes to himself, a title emphasizing his humanity. Son of man by God to Ezekiel is kind of a derogatory term. I'm God, you're not. Ezekiel, mere mortal, son of man, can these bones live? Well, you know what Ezekiel wanted to say. Of course not. They're dry. They're dead. Maybe if it was a fresh corpse, I could do a little CPR. Get out the shock paddles. But there's no life in these bones. As tempted as Ezekiel may have been to answer in that way, he says, O Lord, O Lord God, you know. You alone know. How hard it is for mere mortals like you and me to submit ourselves to the knowledge and will and word of God. We think we know everything, right? We think we have all the answers. God, get behind me. I'm taking over. How hard it is for us, full of sinful human pride, to humble ourselves before God and His Word and let God speak to us. Let God teach us. Let God be God to us and for us. What comes next seems crazy, doesn't it? God said to Ezekiel, prophesy over these bones. You're a prophet, Ezekiel. Do what a prophet does. Preach. This valley of dry, dead, bleached, brittle bones is your congregation. Preach. Preach. Preach my word. Say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. My friends, how crazy it seems to preach to people who don't want to hear. To people who couldn't care less. To a world that thinks they know all the right answers. There's no God, it's karma. There's no God, we're all an accident of evolution. Oh, there's a God, and it's me. Ezekiel, preach to the dead bones. So what did Ezekiel do? Verse 7, so I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them. But there was no breath in them. My friends, the word of God is powerful. Look around. Everything that is alive because of the powerful word of God. In the beginning, God said, "Let there be," and there was. By the power of the Word of God, everything we know, everything that has ever lived and is living now and ever will live, lives because of the power of the Word of God. You, hearing this, are alive because of the powerful Word of God. No, God did not form you out of the dust of the earth as He did Adam and breathe into you the breath of life. He spoke to Adam and Eve, your first parents, be fruitful and multiply. And you are a product of that powerful word that continues even to this day. But my friends, listen very carefully. God's goal for you is not physical life, as important as that is, God has much more in store for you. God's goal for you, in addition to physical life, is spiritual life. Since the fall into sin, everything, including people, dies. So what has God done about it? Our God of life, He speaks His powerful word and brings life where there is only death. As important as your physical life is, one day you will die. Each one of us is pictured in that valley of dry, dead, bleached, brittle bones. God gives us physical life, but His goal for you and for all people through the life, death, and resurrection of His Son is to give you the gift of the Holy Spirit, to give you spiritual life through the power of the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life. And we see the Holy Spirit powerfully at work here. Verse 9. Then God said to me, prophesy to the breath, breath, wind, spirit. Prophesy, son of man, say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. Does that sound familiar? In our gospel reading, Jesus breathed on them and gave them the Holy Spirit. My friends, there's nothing new under the sun. So Ezekiel prophesied as God had commanded, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Israel, not the creation of the United Nations in 1948. Israel, all people who call on Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord are the new Israel, not bound by any geographical land or any political alliance. You, by grace through faith in the bloody death and glorious resurrection of Jesus, are a part of this new Israel. You are a part of this vast army called the Holy Christian Church. You, my friend, are pictured here, given life, life by God the Holy Spirit, life breathed into you in the waters of holy baptism. You, who were alive physically but dead spiritually, have been given new life in Jesus Christ, who died on Calvary's cross for all your sin. Your sin of twisting and contorting God's word. Your sin of thinking physical life was the end all to be all. Your sin of not clinging to the word of God and believing that God is God and knows what He's doing. Verse 11. Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up. Our hope is lost. We are clean cut off. How easy it is to forget who we are in Christ Jesus. How easy it is to look at the circumstances of our life, our world, and to throw a pity party for ourselves. Our bones are dried up. Our hope is lost. We see the pandemic, COVID-19, coronavirus, sweeping the world, Every day you hear the media give you the new death count wherever you live. You think we've lost all hope? Seemingly no end to the economic chaos that is going on in the world. You look at your 401k and you cry. Maybe you don't, but I do. You're tempted to think that God has cut you off because of the circumstances, suspended worship services in our congregation, stay-at-home orders, rule of 10, social distancing, comorbidity, words that we didn't even know 6 weeks ago. Woe is me. My bones are dried up. Our hope is lost. We are clean cut off. My friends, God has raised up for you a new Ezekiel. It's called your pastor. To preach to you hope in the midst of despair. To preach to you life in the midst of death. To preach to you the life-giving and life-changing word of God. Repent of your false hopelessness. Repent of your idolatry. Repent of your shameless hoarding and love for self, which denies neighbor. Repent of not trusting God in His almighty providence. Repent and hear the word of God. Christ, the very Word made flesh, has lived for you. Christ, the very Word of God, has gone to Calvary's cross, bled and died for you. His body did not see decay. Christ, 3 days later, who was dead, is now alive, never to die again. He breathes the life-giving Spirit, not only to the disciples, but to you. You who were dead and in the valley of dry bones are alive, not only physically, but spiritually by the power of God's Word, connected to water, words, bread, and wine. You are a part of God's vast army, the church. Do not lose hope. Do not lose hope. But cling to the Word of God. My friends, we are, like Ezekiel, mere mortals. One day we will die. Maybe it will be from COVID-19 or cancer or Parkinson's or heart disease or old age or a car accident or falling down your steps or any one of 1,000 different ways that we can die. But death is not the last word. Because on the last day, Christ will stand upon the earth and He will speak a word. He will say, "Come forth," and every dead body that has ever lived will come back, bone to bone, skin, tendons, every body will rise from the dead. And all those who clung to Jesus by grace through faith will live body and soul with their Lord and Savior Jesus forever and ever and ever. We confess it every time we say the creed, don't we? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. My friends, all these things are God's gift to you. Rejoice. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our life, and our hope in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Having heard the word of God, we are bold to confess his word. We do so by singing hymn 469, Christ the Lord is risen today. Hymn 469. Welcome in the name of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus. We pray God's blessing upon our message during this time of suspended worship services here at Good Shepherd. We'll do our best to bring you God's word over our radio station, KNNA 95.7 FM, here in Lincoln. You can also listen on our website, our church website, goodshepherdlincoln.org. You can watch with us on YouTube, either live at 8 o'clock on Sunday mornings or Wednesday evenings at 6:30, or after the service has played the first time, it's available, I'm pretty sure, pretty much forever. We also have daily devotions that we've been producing on YouTube, and those are being replayed on our radio station as well. We thank you for your continued support, time, talent, and treasure during this unusual time of suspended worship services. Good Shepherd members, we appreciate if you can drop off your envelopes or put them in the mail, take advantage of PayPal or some of the other services that we provide. For those outside of our fellowship, we are glad that we've been able to provide a word of God for you. Please remember your home congregation in your prayers and your support. Our service continues and concludes now with the prayers of the church, page 265 in prayer and preaching. Page 265, we stand.
Let us pray. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
for the Holy Christian Church here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and the homeless, for the widowed and the orphaned, and for all of those who are in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and the dying, especially those in our own midst, including Kay, Janet, Norma, David, Sheldon, Barb, and all others whom we name in our hearts. And for all of those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our nation in this difficult time of pandemic, that it may be taken away from us and that we may return to our lives serving you and our neighbor in faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all of those who have lost their job or been furloughed or are underemployed currently, that they may still be provided for and cared for by the body of Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Almighty God, grant that we who have celebrated the Lord's resurrection may, by your grace, confess in our life and conversation that Jesus is Lord and God. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Blessed Lord, you have caused all Holy Scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your Holy Word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this day. And I pray that you would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
Christ has been raised from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. Christ, our Paschal Lamb, has been sacrificed. Raised from the dead, he will never die again. Death has no murder. Yeah.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Father, Almighty and the merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.
Amen.
We sing our closing hymn, hymn 463, Christ the Lord is risen today, hymn 463.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Amen. Ah, the valley of dry bones. That's us. But God has spoken his word and given us life, not only physical life, but life eternal in Christ Jesus our Lord. Thanks be to God. What a marvelous, marvelous gift. We pray that this unusual season of Easter would be a great blessing for you. We sang that opening hymn, that great Luther hymn, Christ Jesus Lay in Death's Strong Bands, hymn 458. We would commend that to you during this Easter season. Sing it often. Listen to it on YouTube or wherever you want to hear it. And perhaps you and your family commit a verse or two or all of them to memory. What a great, great hymn during this season of Easter. Our services continue to be suspended corporately as long as the rule of 10 order is in store here in the state of Nebraska. We are hoping and praying that those restrictions will be eased or removed very, very soon. If you want to make a phone call or send a note to the governor's office, however you feel about that, that would be perfectly acceptable, part of your vocation as a citizen. I mentioned in my sermon, an outstanding sermon by Pastor Moline a year ago on this text, on the Valley of Dry Bones. Vicar, how would somebody find Pastor Moline's sermon from last year by going to our church website?
Several ways. In the resources page on our website at goodshepherdlincoln.org, there is a link for Pastor Moline's sermons. You can also look to where Anchor, iTunes podcasts, also Spotify podcasts, and just search for With Intrepid Heart Sermons. And that sermon will be posted there for you. I believe just search Quasimodo Genitai 2019. If you can spell it, great.
Yeah, there you go. And the easiest way, go to our website, click on the resources, and all the different sermons are there, and they go back years. So a great resource for a podcast, and I would commend that message to you as well during the remainder of this week. Please also note that all of our worship services as scheduled, 8 and 10:30 on Sunday morning, 6:30 Wednesday, year-round, all of those scheduled services will play on the radio, on our website, or on YouTube, either live or taped. So please check out all those various resources, and we pray that God would drive this pandemic from us in His time. Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Have a great day and Easter season in the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Amen.